Chazor zeichin eshbach chazor shag v'em b'hudim sechem nachos daf pei hey. Zok the Mishnah, we do not bring the einer shtemel or the shtel lechem from grain that grew in a fertilized field, in an irrigated field, or in an orchard. If grain from these places was used, it's kosher. How does one work a land to make it fit to take grain from it for the karbonis? He plows the field in the first year and does not plant that year, but instead plants in the second year, 7 days before Pesach, and it produces a large amount of flour. How do we examine the flour to see if it has been properly sifted? The gizber puts his hand into the flour. If dust-like flour came up in his hand, it's possible, until he sifts it again. If the flour became wormy, it's possible. Fektamar, does Mishnah mean that he plows in the first year, again in the second year, and then plants, or does Mishnah mean that he plows in the first year and plants without plowing in the second year? Fektamar, Bryce says that to produce high quality grain, a field should be worked as follows. It should be plowed in the first year, and in the second year it should be plowed and then plowed again. It should then be planted 70 days before Pesach so that it grows in the sunny season. This will produce grain that has stalks the size of a zeres and kernels the size of two zeres. He then harvests, gathers, threshes, winnows, selects, grinds, and sifts, and brings it to the gizber. The gizber sticks his hand into the flour. If dust comes up with his hand, he tells him to sift it again. In the name of Nassan, they said that the gizber smears oil on his hand and puts it into the flour until all the dust has been taken out. Now the Braisa says that in the second year, he plows and repeats the plowing. It's explaining the same process and clearly says that it's plowed in the second year as well. So it must be that the proper way to understand the Mishnah. In fact, the Mishnah certainly doesn't say to plow twice in the second year, whereas the Braisa says that it's done twice. There's a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And furthermore, the Mishnah is referring to a field that was already worked on, and the Braisa is dealing with a field that had not been worked on. In fact, how do we come out regarding the plowing of the field in the second year? And furthermore, the Braisa says that half of the field should be plowed and the other half planted, and the reverse should be done the next year. We see that it does not have to be plowed in the year that it was planted. Rabbi Yechanan said, we only bring the Omer from grains that grow in the southern fields of Eretz Yisrael because the sun shines on them from sunrise to sunset. Abraye says this as well. The Rabbi says, Abishol says, the Omer would be brought from the valley of Beis Makle, which was the size of three saw, and was a southern field where the sun shone on it from sunrise to sunset. The field would be plowed and only planted in half the field. The next year, the other half would be planted in that way. Rabbi Chilki Batuvi would do this with his field. He would only plant half each year, and the field yielded double the amount of produce, which was a very high quality. Mishnah said, Vim hislia pesula. Bryce says, soilless flour whose majority became wormy is pusle. Wheat kernels whose majority became wormy is pusle. Rabbi Yirmi asks, is this referred to a majority of the wheat kernel or is it the majority of the saw? Teku b'leib tashayla. Rava asks, if a person made these wormy items kadosh for a mincha, would he get malchus for making a balmum kadosh just like by an animal? Or is this something that only applies to an animal? Teku. A Mishnah says, any wood that was found to have a worm in it is possible when it was back. Shmuel said, this is only in regard to a moist piece of wood. With regard to a dry piece of wood, the wormy part can be scraped off and it's kosher. Rava asks again, if a person made this wormy wood kadosh, would he get malchus for making a balmum kadosh just like by an animal? Or is this something that only applies to animals? Teku b'leib tashayla. Zok, the next Mishnah, the oil of tekoya is the best oil. The oil from Nochas should therefore come from there. Abishol says the second best is the oil of Regev from Aver Yarden. The oil of all lands is kosher, but they would use the oil from there. We do not use oil from olives grown on trees of fertilized fields or of an irrigated field or from trees that have seeds planted between them. If oil from such trees is used, it's kosher. We do not use unpiknoin oil, but if it's used, it's kosher. We do not use oil from olives that were soaked in water or that were pickled or that were boiled, and if such oil is used, it actually is pusle. Zakhmer Apostik says, a pasuk tells us that Yoav sent to Tekoya and took a wise woman from there. Yechanan said the people of Tekoya were very wise because they would regularly have olive oil in their diet. A brisa says V'toyva b'Hashem and Raglai refers to the portion of Asher where oil flowed like a spring. The brisa brings the story of a goy who was sent on behalf of a city to buy a tremendous amount of oil from Eretz Yisrael. When he got there, he was directed to the portion of Asher. He met a simple-looking farmer who he was told had a lot of oil. He didn't believe a sort of poor-looking man could have that amount of oil. It turned out that he had that amount and much, much more than this guy even wanted. Mishnah said, "Ein mevien loy mi beis hazev volim." A Frekmar Brisa says that we may not use unpiknan oil, and if it's used as pusle, because it's considered to be a secretion, not an oil. And Frekmar Brisa said the Brisa follows Rav Chia. Our Mishnah follows Rav Shimon bar Revi. Zakhmar Vayta the Pasuk says, Shisha Chadashim b'shemen hamor. Rav Huna bar Chia said that's balsam oil. Rav Yirmi bar Abba said this is oil from olives that have not yet grown 1/3 of their growth. The Bryce says Rav Yehuda says unpiknoin is oil from olives which have not yet grown to 1/3 of their growth. People smear such oil on themselves because it removes hair and causes the skin to shine. Mishnah said emevian min hagargerin shenoshru b'mayim. Bryce says oil from olives that were pickled, cooked, or soaked in water, or of olive sediments, or oil with a bad smell should not be used, and if it is, it's pusle. Rabbi asked, if a person made this type of oil kadosh, would he get malchus for making a bal mum kadosh, just like he would buy an animal, or is this something that only applies to an animal? Again, the Gemara leaves off with this question with a teku.